Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. 8 security personnel among 9 persons killed in IED blast triggered by Maoist in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Home Minister Amit Shah vows to eliminate Naxalism from the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches key railway projects in Jammu and Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha, says railways undergoing transformation with promotion of Make in India initiative. President Draupadi Murmu says Panchayati Raj institutions playing important role in women empowerment. Government unveils new round of PLI scheme for steel industry, aiming to boost domestic production and create jobs. India condemns Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan civilians, including women and children. And Indian women's squad for 3-match ODI series against Ireland announced Smriti Mandhana to lead women in blue. And now the news in detail. In Chhattisgarh, 8 security personnel and a vehicle driver were killed in an improvised explosive device or IED blast triggered by Maoists in Bijapur district this afternoon. More from our correspondent.
After this operation, Jawans of Dantewada District Reserve Guard were returning to their camp. Maoist blasted an IED targeting a vehicle carrying security personnel. The incident took place near Ambeli village on Kutru Bedre Road in Bijapur district. The explosion was so powerful that a big crater was formed on the road and the vehicle was blown into pieces. In this incident, 8 DRG Jawans and the driver of the vehicle died on the spot. With K. Santosh Kumar from Bijapur, this is Vikalp Shukla for Akashvani News from Raipur.
President Draupadi Murmu has condemned the attack on District Reserve Guard soldiers in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, President Murmu said, the country is committed to completely eradicating Naxalism. Home Minister Amit Shah also extended his condolences to the bereaved families of the security personnel who lost their lives. He assured that the sacrifice of the Jawans will not go in vain and Naxalism will be rooted out from India by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the railways is undergoing a transformation with the promotion of Make in India. He said modern coaches are being developed for metros and railways. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for key railway projects in Jammu and Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha through video conferencing.
रेलवे में आज कायाकल्प का जो अभियान चल रहा है जिस तरह मेड इन इंडिया को बढ़ावा दिया जा रहा है मेट्रो के लिए रेलवे के लिए आधुनिक डब्बे तैयार किए जा रहे हैं स्टेशनों को रीडेवलप किया जा रहा है स्टेशनों पर सोलर पैनल लगाए जा रहे हैं वन स्टेशन वन प्रोडक्ट इसके स्टॉल लग रहे हैं उससे भी रेलवे में रोजगार के लाखों नए अवसर बन रहे हैं पिछले 10 साल में रेलवे में लाखों युवाओं को पक्की सरकारी नौकरी मिली.
In a move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. He also inaugurated the Charlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and laid the foundation stone of Raigada Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the work on modern rail networks, like the dedicated freight corridor, is progressing rapidly in the country. He said these special corridors will reduce pressure on regular tracks and will also create more opportunities for high-speed trains.
वो समय दूर नहीं जब भारत में पहली बुलेट ट्रेन भी दौड़ेगी साथियों हमारा लक्ष्य है कि फर्स्ट स्टेशन से लेकर डेस्टिनेशन तक भारतीय रेल से यात्रा एक यादगार अनुभव बने इसके लिए देश में 1300 से ज्यादा अमृत स्टेशनों का कायाकल्प भी हो रहा है पिछले 10 वर्षों में रेल कनेक्टिविटी का भी अद्भुत विस्तार हुआ है
The Prime Minister said the launch of rail infrastructure projects today will promote tourism and add to the socio-economic development in these regions. President Draupadi Murmu today stated that the government is working for the upliftment of all sections of society, including scheduled tribes. Addressing women representatives belonging to scheduled tribes from the Panchayati Raj institutions of different states at Rashtrapati Bhavan, President Murmu said, Panchayati Raj institutions have been the cornerstone of Indian democracy. She said these institutions have played an important role in the empowerment of women.
ये संस्थाएं जमीनी स्तर पर शासन और सामुदायिक विकास के लिए एक मंच प्रदान करती है इन संस्थाओं में महिलाओं के लिए एक तिहाई सीटों के आरक्षण का प्रावधान किया गया है जिससे उनकी भागीदारी सुनिश्चित हो सके पंचायती राज संस्थाओं ने महिलाओं के सशक्तिकरण में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाई है आज पूरे देश में लगभग 14 लाख महिलाएं पंचायती राज संस्थानों तथा ग्रामीण स्थानीय निकायों में निर्वाचित सदस्यों के रूप में कार्यरत है जो कुल निर्वाचित प्रतिनिधियों में 46% है
Amid rising concerns of an outbreak of human metapneumovirus HMPV in China, two cases of HMPV have been detected in Karnataka. The Indian Council of Medical Research has detected the cases in a 3-month-old female infant and an 8-month-old male infant. Both the infants are now recovering, and neither of the affected patients have any history of international travel. Meanwhile, Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said health experts have clarified that HMPV is not a new virus. In a video message on social media, he said that the virus was first identified in the year 2001 and it has been circulating in the world for many years. He said that HMPV spreads through air by way of respiration and can affect persons of all age groups. Mr. Nadda added that the health systems and surveillance networks of the country remain vigilant.
Joint monitoring group meeting was held under the chairmanship of Director General for Health Services on 4th of January 2025 to review the situation. The health systems and surveillance networks of the country remain vigilant, ensuring the country is ready to respond promptly to any emerging health challenges. There is no reason to worry. We are closely monitoring the situation.
This is Akash Mani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Union Minister of Steel and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched Production-Linked Incentive or PLI Scheme 1.1 for the steel industry aimed at encouraging domestic production of specialty steel, lowering imports and create jobs. Addressing the gathering in New Delhi, Mr. Kumaraswamy highlighted that specialty steel is the backbone of India's growth. He said rising demand for high-quality steel presents a golden opportunity to reduce imports and become self-reliant in the sector.
This PLI scheme 1.0, more than 6,000 crore benefits from the government actually we announced. Out of that 2,000 crores we already utilization by the stakeholders. Another 4,000 crore rupees still it is in the ministry. For that we wanted to encourage for the stakeholders to participate from the website.
The application window is live from today and will continue till the 31st of this month. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has urged all states to intensify their efforts under the National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Palm, to achieve self-sufficiency in edible oil production. This mission serves as a cornerstone of India's vision to reduce dependence on imports and enhance farmer incomes. During the meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan emphasized the need for states to prioritize achieving their plantation targets by addressing bottlenecks and mobilizing available resources. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has urged children to adhere to traffic rules in order to make roads safer, not only for themselves, but also for others. Mr. Gadkari was addressing the Suraksha Reloaded event of the Sadak Suraksha Abhiyan 2025 by National Highways Authority of India in Mumbai.
बच्चे अपने माता-पिता को और अपने आसपास के लोगों को प्रभावित करते हैं तो ये बच्चे अगर ये तय करेंगे कि नहीं हम गलत नहीं करेंगे हम कानून से चलेंगे तो बच्चों के भी जान बचेगी और इसलिए मैं इन बच्चों को विशेष रूप से अनुरोध करूंगा कि जो रोड सेफ्टी के लिए रूल्स बने हैं इसका पालन करेंगे बहुत लोगों की जान बचेगी
इंडिया हैज कंडेम्ड द रिपोर्टेड एयर स्ट्राइक्स ऑन अफगान सिविलियंस बाय पाकिस्तान In a statement, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Ranthir Jaiswal, said that India has noted that media reports on airstrikes on Afghan civilians, in which several precious lives, including of women and children, have been lost. He He said India unequivocally condemns any attack on innocent civilians. The spokesperson said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. They assessed the significant advancement in the India-U.S. Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership over the last 4 years, especially in key areas of technology, defense, space, civil nuclear, clean energy, semiconductors, and AI. Mr. Modi reaffirmed his commitment to continuing to deepen close cooperation between the two democracies for the benefit of the people of the two countries and for global good. Earlier in the day, Mr. Sullivan met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval in the national capital. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the U.S. National Security Advisor briefed the Indian side on the updates brought out by the Biden administration to U.S. missile export control policies under the Missile Technology Control Regime that will boost U.S. commercial space cooperation with India. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi emphasized that India's power of youth is the reason the world is looking at the country with hope and expectations. During his visit to the NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi, Admiral Tripathi stated that the youth are the nation's future leaders and will play a pivotal role in achieving a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Prakash Parv, marking the 358th birth anniversary of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, is being celebrated with traditional gaiety and fervour across the country. The main function is underway at the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna in Bihar. The three-day annual event will conclude at midnight with an attractive show of firecrackers at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib. In Punjab, devotees from across the country and abroad are paying obeisance at Gurudwaras in the state, including at Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. Cold wave conditions are prevailing across North and East India for the fourth consecutive day today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very dense fog conditions during night hours and early morning hours in some parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Odisha and Bihar during the next 2 to 3 days. Movement of several trains and flights were affected in the northern region of the country due to dense fog. Around 26 trains were delayed at New Delhi Railway Station due to near zero visibility. Meanwhile, Delhi International Airport Limited requested passengers to contact the airline concerned for updated flight information. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight, we bring you a discussion on staying safe during winter. The program will be broadcast at 9:30 p.m. IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani and former HOD Medicine Department AIMS in Delhi, Dr. S.K. Sharma, will join us in the studio to answer your queries. Listeners can ask questions from the experts on telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 15-member women's squad for India's upcoming three-match ODI series against Ireland. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur and ace-pacer Renuka Singh Thakur have been rested for the series. Smriti Mandhana will lead the women in blue, while Deepti Sharma will serve as the vice-captain. The ODI series will begin on the 10th of this month, with the second match scheduled for 12th and the final taking place on 15th of January. All games will be played in Rajkot. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 8 security personnel among 9 persons killed in IED blast triggered by Maoists in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Home Minister Amit Shah vows to eliminate Naxalism from the country. Prime Minister Modi launches key railway projects in Jammu and Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha, says railways undergoing transformation with promotion of Make in India. President Draupadi Murmu says Panchayati Raj institutions playing important role in women empowerment. Government unveils new round of PLI scheme for steel industry, aiming to boost domestic production and create jobs. India condemns Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan civilians, including women and children. An Indian women's squad for three-match ODI series against Ireland announced, Smriti Mandhana to lead women in blue. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.